This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper vetoed a bill to stop documented cases of infanticide. The bill means babies born after failed abortions would get appropriate care. Curiously, while facing a veto override, Governor Cooper simply denied testimony from sitting legislators who witnessed infanticide firsthand. Cooper said infanticide simply does not exist, despite clear evidence to the contrary. Both House and Senate passed the bill with margins that make an override possible. The White House HHS Office of Civil Rights is defending pro-life conscience rights across the country. Roger Severino heads the office and says conscience rights laws will be enforced. And in related news, a pregnancy support center is suing a Connecticut city for trying to take away its clients. This is Life News Radio. Abortion is called an intrinsic ill because, unlike many other issues, there is no way to make the direct killing of the most innocent right or moral. It's why there is so much to learn about defending human life in the context of today's acceptance of illicit sex and our willingness to cover up its consequences. Each day, dozens of stories at lifenews.com not only give you the news you need, but the ability to respond well to a culture of death. Visit lifenews.com today. If not rained out on Good Friday, the movie Unplanned will be shown publicly in front of Washington, D.C.'s Planned Parenthood. Besides generating strong emotions around the abortion issue, roughly 100 abortion workers after seeing the movie are seeking to leave the practice of abortion. And a 40 Days for Life video posted at lifenews.com features the real former abortionist who plays his former self in the movie Unplanned. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.